This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
We have not yet met. I'm Diana Winston, and I am the Director of Mindfulness Education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. We've been coming here to practice mindfulness for many, many years now. Of course, it used to be live, and now it's online, and at some point we will be playing with some hybrid version of things, but we'll keep you up to date with that as things evolve. We're here to practice mindfulness, and I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. How can we show up for life? How can we be present in the midst of things? Especially, how can we be present in the midst of difficult things? And that is whether it's what's happening in our personal lives or what's happening in our global consciousness. And there's so much that is hard these days, whether it's the news or what's happening in our families, or need I say that we're living through these extraordinary times of challenge. So I'm thinking to myself, what helps me the most during these times? And one of the things that I find really useful is the concept of equanimity. And equanimity, as I've taught about in the past, and is the idea of having a mind that is even and balanced. So it's even-mindedness, balanced, not swayed by the ups and downs of life. And this is not easy to do. Equanimity I wouldn't say it's an advanced concept, but it's something that it takes a little bit of work to get at, because most of the time we are reactive and at the mercy of whatever is happening in life, right? And it's like things are good, there's a feeling of positivity inside us, things are bad, there's negativity that get worse, there's more. It's hard. Our minds are being swayed all the time. So how do we find that inner equanimity, that inner balance, that core sense of that ability to be with life as life is? And, you know, I can't remember if I've shared this story in here, but when I first got interested in meditation, it was over 30 years ago, and I had just graduated from college, and I was traveling around Asia, and I ended up in Dharamsala, India, which is where the Dalai Lama has the government in exile. And it's a Buddhist town, so everybody's practicing mindfulness and meditation and Buddhism, and I wasn't that interested. I was very, very skeptical. And I have memories of sitting in the back of these. I started actually going to these meditation teachings, but as a skeptic. And I remember sitting in the back of a room and taking a big bar of chocolate and opening it up and making a ton of noise. But then there was this moment for me where this whoever was teaching was talking about something that's called the four or the eight truths of life, four pairs, the eight truths of life. That in life there are these opposites, and one is positive and one is negative. And we're often trying to reach for the positive and reach and get away from the negative. So the four pairs are pleasure and pain. We're always seeking pleasure, running away from pain. Makes sense. It's reasonable that we would do that. That there's gain and loss. So the gain is the comfortable side. The loss is what happens. And if there is pleasure, there is sure to be pain. If there is gain, there is sure to be loss, because this is the nature of how the world works. The third pair was fame and disrepute. Of course, we want to go towards recognition and away from being defamed. And then the fifth is praise and blame. That we seek praise, run away from blame or criticism. And so this is, the teaching was saying that this is the nature of things in this world, that there is always, there is praise, but there's always going to be blame, that there is pleasure, there's going to be pain. And I think if we take it to another level, it's like there's this world is this blend of goodness and also sorrow, right? They come together. And although, of course, we want the positive in life, everybody does, the negative comes. This is just how reality works, in my mind, in any case. So what do you do, right? What is there to do? And the solution, so to speak, that the teacher talked about was having a mind that can be okay no matter what happens. So we're not knocked out when there's all this grief and sorrow, and we're not overly unrealistic when there's so much of the joy, but we find this place of even-mindedness, balance, of equanimity, a mind that can be okay no matter what is happening. And that is one of the depth teachings of mindfulness, that cultivated through our daily meditation practice, we can find a place of equanimity, a place inside us that is unwavering, no matter what is happening. Keep in mind, this is not passivity. This is not, I can be okay with things and therefore I'm just gonna, you know, watch Netflix for the rest of my life. No, it is, we find a place of being with things as they are, with the changing nature of life. And then from that very sober and very intelligent place, then we make choices to act rather than a place of reactivity. So I want to offer that teaching, and I wanted to do a meditation today on equanimity, which some of you have done in the past. And the last thing to say was that teaching really changed my life. I heard that teaching and I thought, I want that. This is me. I'm seeking praise all the time, running away from criticism. I'm going for the good and away from the negative. What if I could be free from that? And that's taken me on a 30-year meditation journey. And yeah, my mind is a lot more even-minded than it used to be. Okay, so let's settle back and do the practice together. We'll start with some basic mindfulness and just encourage you wherever you are to take a few breaths and settle in. Your eyes can be open or closed. It's your choice. Most people like their eyes closed, but some people practice with their eyes open. If your back can be upright, that is suggested. And I know there are some of you who are practicing on beds or in other postures, so it's okay. Whatever is going to work for you. Hands resting wherever they're comfortable. Feet on the floor, if that's possible, or maybe the base of your body on the floor, like sitting on a cushion. And take a few more deep breaths as we settle in. And you can notice your body present. Notice what's happening for you. Are there any obvious sensations? Tingling, warmth, pleasant, unpleasant, ease, unease. What's happening in my body right now when I sense what's here? And this is part of the clue to equanimity when we practice mindfulness, is we can be okay, whatever we find. Even if it's discomfort, we can go, okay, there's discomfort. What's that feel like? Can I be present with it? Doesn't mean we don't move or shift. It just means we are really sober and aware what is happening in this moment, being authentic. Noticing any emotions that might be present. How do we feel? Nothing maybe here or obvious to you right in this moment, just to notice. We can turn our attention to the sounds around us, the sounds in the room or outside the room. Letting the sounds come and go. Listening to the sounds with curiosity, with openness. Sound after sound. And then turning your attention to your breath and your body, the rising and falling of your abdomen or chest, expanding and contracting with the natural breath in and out through your nose. Just let it be at its own natural rhythm, but focus on where you feel it. Maybe it's in your abdomen, maybe it's at your chest. For some people, it's at their nose. There's tingling, warmth, coolness. So focus in on something that will anchor your attention, your home base, your meditation anchor, and this could be your breath in your abdomen, chest, or nose. It could also be the sounds we were listening to as they come and go. And as you rest your attention there, noticing breath after breath, or sound after sound, it's likely you'll get distracted, pulled away into thought, planning, remembering, imagining. This is not a problem. It's pretty normal when that happens. Just notice it. You can say thinking or wandering softly in your mind. And then just come back. Come back to your focus, to your home base, your anchor. And for those of you with more experience, you know you can notice other aspects of your experience as you practice. So tuning into emotions, body sensations, sometimes noticing while returning to your anchor, sometimes having a more open awareness practice. There's lots and lots of options. So we'll practice now in silence for a little bit. Just about, you know, under 10 minutes. As we continue meditating, we'll deliberately practice equanimity. So first of all, just checking in how you're doing at this moment. And as we think about the winds of change in our life, with gain and loss and praise and blame and pleasure and pain and fame and disrepute. Can you think of a time in your life when you had one of the difficult ones, but you were okay, at least a little bit okay? Maybe there was some loss, some pain, but you were inside you were steady, you were even-minded. There was a part of you that was okay, even though there may have been some suffering. See what comes to mind as I say that. It could just be anything. Don't even worry about those changing winds. But when did I have equanimity? So see if you can bring that memory to mind. And how did you feel? Like really see, sense, feel, where were you when it happened? How did I feel? What was my body like when I felt unshakable? Or at least in that territory. Maybe felt strength, solidity, or connected to your belly, or spacious, warm. So really sense that feeling. If you want to say some words, you might say something like, I could be with this as it was. I had balance, even though it was hard. Whatever you want to say to just remind yourself of that feeling. Notice what that's like inside you right now. And now bring to mind another changing wind in your life, the way the wind has changed, maybe something that's harder or hard for you these days. And I wouldn't pick the hardest thing if you've never done this practice before. If you have, you could pick something pretty hard. But if you're newer, just pick something sort of mildly challenging, frustrating, a little anxiety provoking. And this could be in my personal life, in relationship, inside myself. It could be about the larger world, right? Something happening in the world, in the news. And as you think of this thing, notice how you feel inside. It's likely that you don't feel like you did before. Maybe you feel constricted, concerned, upset, anxious. Let's take a breath. And let's use some words. We can say, things are as they are. Things are as they are. May I be with them as they are. Things are as they are. May I be with things as they are. So you can repeat silently these words and notice as you say them if it has an impact, and really inviting in the quality from before in the first part of the meditation, where you were able to have equanimity. You might also say, you are as you are. May I be with you as you are. You can also say, may I one day be with things as they are. May I one day be with you as you are. Some people use the language of accept things are as they are. May I accept things as they are. For others, that word doesn't work so well, but just find your own language. May I hold this with ease and balance. So just breathing, sensing. Things are as they are. And as you say these words, notice what happens inside you. May I one day learn to be with this. May I one day find balance, strength, equanimity. So notice what it's like having just said these words and played a little bit with this difficult situation. And if there is more ease and balance, and there may or may not be, notice how that feels inside you. And then there's a question to ask. From this place of balance, is there anything I need to do? Any way I need to act? And just see what comes. And even if you're not feeling the balance, you can ask that same question. Noticing how you are feeling, what's happening inside you. We can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. May I hold this too with kindness. And so let's imagine into the future as we meet challenging things in our life, that we might meet something challenging, one of those worldly winds, with ease and balance and clarity and intelligence to respond as needed, but to keep a mind that can be okay no matter what's happening. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes, take a breath, perhaps, and then end the meditation. It's not an easy meditation. I just want to really acknowledge it. It's not easy to practice equanimity, especially these days. It's really not. But I know for me, it's like a core practice. It's a core practice that keeps me going. So a couple of announcements. I'll be here in the next couple of weeks. And if you're interested in learning more about our center, Mark, there's our website, which will get posted in the chat. Classes, events, all sorts of things are coming up. We have a special author night of anyone who's been affiliated with our center. Our teacher training program is sharing, reading from some books tonight, and then there will be children's books in 2 weeks. So if you're interested, that's on our website. And what else? Don't forget the UCLA Mindful app, where everything is posted. So you can do it. You can do whatever you do here. You can do it again or do some old ones. And then I'll stay for a little bit, for like 10 minutes, if there are any questions, and we'll move to a more informal format. But nice to see you all. I haven't been back in a couple of weeks, so it's great to be back. I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.